Hey guys, I'm Carly Finch, a travel consultant since 2010, the owner and founder of To Travel Anywhere. To Travel Anywhere was created as the two of us, my husband and I, love traveling the world and sharing with you. Come explore the future of luxury travel as we discuss on our Travel Journey podcast, top travel destinations, romance travel, exclusive insights, travel stories from us and our clients, plus so much more. This is the Travel Journey Podcast. Hey friends, welcome to another Travel Journey Podcast with To Travel Anywhere. I am your host, Carly, and today we are going to discuss more about destination weddings. We are so excited Wendy White, who is a wedding specialist, is joining us with Inside Scoop for a destination wedding at a Sandals and Beaches resort. You may be thinking, is a destination wedding in the Caribbean right for me? What is included and can I even afford it? In this episode, we're discussing all about destination weddings at a Sandals and Beaches resort. Before we dive in to the show, we want to let you know we have a wedding digital brochure in our show notes. Stay tuned to learn more about a complimentary wedding and what's included with the wedding package. Hey, Wendy, welcome to our podcast. We are so excited to have you join us today.
Thank you.
Sandals and Beaches resorts for 12 years now, and I've personally been to all of them. So I'm very, very familiar with all the resorts, but can you tell us a little bit more how long you've been with the Sandals and Beaches resorts?
Oh, well, listen, I actually started back in 1989. I was the first sales rep they had for Canada. And I covered the country until I got some help and grew the team. And then eventually, over a period of time, evolved down towards where I am currently based, which is Atlanta. And that makes it real easy for me to hop down to our offices as well as our resorts. So this is a great hub for me to be based at.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're so pumped and excited to have you with us today. With so many Sandals and Beaches locations, there's actually 20 different resorts on 10 different Caribbean islands, anywhere from Jamaica, Antigua, St. Lucia, Bahamas, Grenada, Barbados, Carousel, Turks and Caicos, and we hear St. Vincent is actually coming soon too.
I think for 24 is what we're hoping.
That is so exciting. We can't wait to see that, and the new destinations is so exciting. Can you explain to us the difference between the Sandals and Beaches resorts?
Sure. You know, Sandals initially was created back in 1981 for two people in love. So the concept is, yes, a luxury all-inclusive with the emphasis on romance. So you have couples who are engaging with others, but they still enjoy the romantic components of king-size beds in every room, a la carte dining with tables for two by candlelight. You have chaise lounges lined up by the pool for two. You have hammocks throughout the resort for two. So, you know, there's a lot of components that really, truly do speak to the romance. And then when you consider Beaches, that was really born and created from client feedback. You know, they were coming to us initially on their honeymoon. They were having a lovely time, coming back several times, but then begun having families. And so they wanted the same concept, but at a place where they could bring their kids. And that's when, you know, the Beaches brand was born. And we currently have three Beaches resorts, two in Jamaica, one in Beaches on the island of Turks and Caicos. And what you get there is all the same luxury inclusions, yet the added components of activities for kids and families. For instance, you know, we offer kids camp for children 0 to 17. And that's included every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You know, so parents can still enjoy a vacation that is an adult focus for a little bit while the kids are enjoying fun activities like the water park or on the beach. But we also have Trench Town just for teens to go and hang out. as well as Xbox Game Garage for everybody. And I'm talking kids of all ages love the Xbox. But there's also Club Liquid, which, you know, I truly appreciate for your preteens and your teens. It's for the, you know, the 12 to 18 until 10 p.m. And then after that, at 11 p.m., it becomes the 18 and above. So, you know, they really do an exceptional job of engaging everybody, all age groups. And it's a perfect spot for a destination wedding that attracts multi-generational audience.
It sounds amazing. It makes me want to get on a plane tomorrow and just go to one of the resorts for sure.
Yeah, I do love when I am able to get down there, whether it's work or play. It's always a pleasure because it feels like you're going home again. You know, you're welcomed with such love and warmth. The staff is what makes it.
Absolutely. I'd have to agree with you. The kindness of the staff and everyone, it just makes you feel welcome. You're home away from home for sure. Well, with the destination weddings, if you stay three nights or longer, it's complimentary. What is included with a complimentary wedding at one of the resorts?
You know, it's fabulous that you're asking that, because so many people, you know, they question, is it really free? And in fact, yes, if you are booking a three-night stay or longer and wish to be legally wed, we can make that happen. Obviously, you know, there are certain things that need to be prepared in advance, like documentation, because it is a legal wedding. So the couple will need to obtain, you know, their original copies of birth certificates, divorce decrees or death certificates, if applicable, copies of passports. And, you know, some of those documents are what we're looking to obtain to set the ball in motion. But upon arrival, they're going to meet with the resort wedding planner, who will show them their choice of complimentary wedding venues. And, you know, a lot of people choose the beach because that's why they're flying to the Caribbean. And then during their ceremony, they will have a government officiant, and they can choose to make that either religious or non-religious ceremony. And obviously, they will have those conversations well in advance. But, you know, these are some of the questions that do come up. The bride will receive a bouquet of dendrobium orchids. The groom will receive an orchid boutonniere. They will have the one-hour cocktail party that follows, inclusive of the wedding cake, champagne, signature cocktail of their choice, and cold hors d'oeuvres. If they would like to have friends and family join them, they can opt to have a wedding dinner that follows. So, you know, these are some of the things, but what we really excel at, one of the biggest selling features that I want to bring to your clients' attention, is the fact that we provide them with the complimentary services of our wedding entourage, which means you have somebody assisting you from start to finish. So the wedding concierge will book their date and time at their chosen resort so that the couple knows that time is secure, and we only do one wedding at a time, so all resources are dedicated to them. And then the wedding concierge will email them the wedding planning and pricing guide so they can get an idea about adding on elements if that's what they want. They will set up an appointment with their pre-travel wedding planner, who will work with them throughout, leading up to 2 weeks before their departure, you know, discussing ideas like, do you want photography? Do you want videography? Are you having friends and family? What should some of these wedding events look like? You know, so all those conversations will happen between time of booking leading up until 2 weeks prior to their arrival, at which point, after they've arrived, the resort wedding planner will then, of course, meet them and help to execute the big event. So, you know, it's a wonderful package, but of course allows for lots of opportunity to add on additional extras that they deem important.
That's great. Really, you get so much included for staying three nights. It sounds like really just about everything is included, and you really get to enjoy your honeymoon really after you say I do. Which is amazing. You get the destination wedding and the honeymoon all bundled together in one package. Is there really any premium perks for staying longer, like staying 7 nights versus the 3 nights?
Well, truthfully, Carly, you know, when people ask me, my recommendation is always book a 7-night stay. For one thing, you know, certain islands have a residency period that requires your couples to be on island at least 48, or if not 72 hours prior to their legal wedding service. So, you know, it's important that they have that time to, you know, get everything in place and have that legal ceremony. And thus, once that's said and done, you know, relax, unwind, enjoy the resort, enjoy the celebrations. Because when you are honeymooning with us, you are inclusive of a complimentary breakfast in bed, the morning of your choice, a romantic honeymoon dinner at a resort specialty restaurant. You know, these are part of the package. But when you stay 7 nights, there are a lot of added value items that I'd like to highlight. For instance, currently totaling $1,500 in resort credits. Now, it's broken down into various tiers. The first tier is a $500 credit to cover the cost of the wedding license and administrative fees as set forth by each individual government. So they do range, but the cap is 500 because that's the highest price point, and that's in Curacao. The second credit is a $500 amount that allows a couple to upgrade their room booking at the time of booking, not upon arrival, at point of booking. They are offered $500 credit to upgrade to another category, which, you know, is something they may not have thought of. Maybe they're in a luxury category, but that $500 difference elevates them into a club category. So, you know, there are things that need to be reviewed on the various room categories that we offer. The third tier gives them a $200 credit toward a photography package. And let's face it, if you're going to fly all the way to the Caribbean, then you're going to want photography. Why not take advantage of this little extra perk toward the cost of your photography package? There is an additional $200 credit towards a videography package. But if video is not your thing, you can use that credit towards a future anniversary stay, which is a huge win because most couples, when they honeymoon with us, they want to come back for an anniversary. So that credit can be put towards that anniversary stay. And then the last credit in the amount of 100 is their choice to use towards a candlelight dinner on the beach or a beach cabana rental or even a scuba lesson that's done at the resort water sports shop. And that's something that I highly recommend if it's something you've never done and always wanted to try. Well, here's $100. Go give it a shot. So, you know, this is why I think premium perks are tremendous enhancements to a couple's wedding and honeymoon.
Wow, you really do get so much more for just staying those few extra nights. It really is just, it's just so much included in it. So it's almost a no-brainer just to stay a few extra nights just to get so much more in the package for sure. Thanks for sharing and telling us so much about that. Another thing that we get asked a lot, or some people may not even realize, is the overwater bungalows. Well, the overwater bungalows are amazing, but the overwater chapels that are now in the Caribbean, four different locations, and they're just amazing. When I saw these, my husband and I, we've been married 17 years. I said, I think we're going to have to do a vow renewal for our 20th anniversary because they're just so beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit more about the overwater, the chapels?
They're gorgeous. No, you're quite right, Carly. And I certainly hope that you will consider renewing your vows. Our Retie the Knot package is a great way for a couple to reconnect and renew their vows and make a recommitment to one another, especially, you know, at 20 years, you've got a history of the kinds of things you've already done. And then you can actually start to talk about what do we want to do, you know, going forward? What are our plans for the future? So I love that you said that. But for your audience that isn't yet familiar, the Over the Water Wedding Chapels. Now, Sandals was the very first to present this option in the Caribbean, and they're built at the end of a pier. So what you've got is 360-degree views of the water. And this elegant chapel has glass on all four sides and doors. So you've got, you know, magnificent views. You can choose to have the doors open or closed. Okay, so everything does open. So you've got the cross breeze. But if you choose to have it closed, that's great. We can certainly embrace the interior. You have the opportunity to add decor items, floral, if you wish, or even just going with our complimentary white Shivori chairs and the white seat cushions makes it an elegant setting. But truthfully, Carly, the highlight is the interior is lined by three glass floor panels. And what that does is it allows the marine life below to enhance the wedding ceremony, not just for the bride and groom, but for all the guests who are sitting there. And you will find that people typically love to have their picture taken either standing on the glass floors or even lying down. But it really is the highlight of these chapels. And there are four. We've got three in Jamaica, and they are now blessed by a Catholic priest, which means we can conduct Catholic wedding ceremonies inside those three chapels in Jamaica. And then our fourth is at Sandals Grand St. Lucian on the island of St. Lucia. So, I mean, a really ideal setting for a romantic destination wedding. But they do come at an additional cost of $750, and we only allow services in there every other hour. So that gives us plenty of time to clean and polish those floors. So it's either, you know, from 9, 11, 1, 3, or 5 p.m. would be the time slot that your brides and grooms would select for their ceremony in an over-the-water chapel.
Wow. It's like you can say I do over water, or like walking over the water to say.
Absolutely.
I don't get any more romantic than that, for sure. And one of the things a lot of my brides are concerned with for beach weddings is your toes in the sand. Some people love it, and some people don't want anything to do with sand for their wedding day, which is great because the bungalows, you can say I do without having to walk in the sand.
Correct.
For any one of the locations, which is another amazing option for, now are each one of them the same size? Each one has a little bit, holds more people, right?
Is that there are different dimensions. The Grand St. Lucian and Sandals Montego Bay can seat 40. The Sandals South Coast in Jamaica can seat 50. And the largest one is at Sandals Ochi Beach Resort, and that's 56.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, that's so great. And I can't believe I've seen all of them. They're all just as equally as beautiful. They're really designed really very similar and just so amazing. What about the receptions at a Sandals and Beaches Resort?
Well, listen, nobody throws a party like Sandals and Beaches Resort. So it's up to the bride and groom how elaborate an event they would like. But I will tell you, they have a variety of options to choose from for their reception. You can do on the beach, you can do in the gardens. If you're looking for something a little more private, the gardens is usually a little further removed, a little less foot traffic. But even when we do an event on the beach, we still maintain a private setting. And we always post signs. And so our staff is there to alert the rest of the clients that there is a wedding in process. And people are very respectful. But, you know, we also have some very unique venues indoors if they want a ballroom. You know, some couples want a very formal event for their wedding reception. And so they've got the dance floor, they've got the lighting, all of that inside one of our ballrooms, certainly. but there are other fantastic decks that I can think of, you know, at Beaches Ocho Rios. They have one of my favorite locations up above on the deck overlooking the beach and the water. So, you know, when the couple has made their choice of which resort, which location, we can share with them the various options for a ceremony as well as a reception. For instance, at Emerald Bay, which I know you've been to, they have one of my favorite locations, which is an European garden overlooking a reflecting pool. Yet in the background, you have the beach and the beautiful blue sea of the Northern Caribbean. So that has always been one of my all-time favorite spots.
Yeah, that sounds so amazing, for sure. What about test drive? You know, I have so many couples that are like, I just don't even know. I saw pictures. I saw, you know, all this sounds amazing, but I just don't really know that's right for me. But you can actually do a test drive where the couple can go to the resort. Could you tell us just a little bit about the test drive?
Absolutely. I think this is probably one of our biggest success stories under the romance umbrella. Truthfully, the test drive program is ideal for a couple who's undecided or on the fence. Is this right for me? And so we encourage you to, you know, speak with Carly about the opportunity to check us out. We welcome you at a reduced rate for two nights if you are traveling to Jamaica, Nassau, or Turks and Caicos, or we will extend that reduced rate to three nights on all other islands. And what that means is you're coming in to experience everything we have to offer at the resort, but as well, you're going to meet with the resort wedding team. So you'll do a cake tasting, because we do offer six different cake flavors and seven fillings. So you'll be given that opportunity to taste them all and make your selection. You'll sample all of our various decor options, and you'll view the multiple wedding venues for both ceremony and reception. And during that time, you know, you can chat with the resort wedding planner about your likes, your dislikes, maybe dietary restrictions, or, you know, what your ideal setting would be for a reception. You know, do you want it at candlelight? These are the conversations that can be had. And one of the other highlights will be to meet with the resort photographer. Take a look at what they do. See samples of all their work. Take home your own complimentary 5x7 photograph. But most importantly, connect with them. Share with them what you're looking for. And I will really highlight the fact that our resort photographers do not charge a fee for their time. You are only paying for the package of photos that you've selected, which means you're now enjoying the services of somebody who, A, is a hospitality expert, but most importantly, they are an expert on the resort. They know the best times of day to capture the lighting. They know the best locations, you know, as far as positioning and gathering the group together. So they understand portraiture, composition, lighting, and just getting the most out of the group for some really ideal photos that will be memories for a lifetime. So, you know, all of that opportunity will happen during your stay on the test drive. But just allow me to wrap it up by saying, if your couple does choose to book following their test drive, when they book five double rooms or more, including their own, we will credit them back the cost of their test drive. Now, that's the land portion, but we will give them a credit for the cost of their test drive should they book following.
We love the test drive. We've had several couples do it, and they've loved it. So we just highly recommend for anyone who's unsure to definitely do the test drive. What about larger wedding? If it's, you know, more than just the two of you, you want a big group. Is there any more perks or bells and whistles for having a larger group?
There are so many. Thank you for asking, because really this is where we excel. You know, your clients who are getting married may have a lot of friends and family, who wish to be there to watch them exchange their vows, but also consider these folks are getting a vacation as well. Maybe they've never been to sandals or beaches, and this is their first opportunity to come and check us out as well. So you're giving people an excuse to vacation at sandals. And what do we do for our brides and grooms? We reward them with bells and whistles. Now, bells and whistles are primarily group concessions for the bride and groom based on the number of rooms in their group. So we have items based on, you know, the larger the number of rooms, the heavier the value of the items are. For instance, let me give you a classic example. 12 rooms. Well, immediately you get a private welcome cocktail party for an hour that includes a premium bar, hot and cold hors d'oeuvres. And if you want, you can add music to that. But just know this is an ideal way to bring everybody together right at the front end when everybody is first arriving. They may not know each other. It's a social environment. It's a private setup in a private location just for your group. And that's only based on, you know, 12 rooms or more. So that's a great opportunity to look to gather at least, you know, 24 people. Now, if you're gathering 20 rooms or more, 40 people, which actually, Carly, seems to be the average destination wedding, and then we're going to host you to a private wedding dinner in your own separate location. Now, this is with a premium bar. This is with an a la carte menu, multiple choices for an appetizer, super salad, entree, and dessert, four course, fully plated, all served, and dedicated for your group. Now, that's free if you're bringing 20 double rooms or more. And there are multiple choices, so I would encourage you to check out our bells and whistles menu. But we also have group booking incentives. So if you are traveling in the fall window, which is September 1 through December 20th, 5K double rooms earns the sixth room credit. If you're traveling January 2nd through August 31st, 11K double rooms earns the 12th room credit. So those credits can be put toward paying for the bride and groom's room. And if the bride and groom wish, they can divide those credits up equally amongst all the friends and family's rooms. Or here's your third option. If everybody's paid for their room, including the bride and groom, and they look at the credits, they can say, you know what? I want to apply these credits to cover the cost of some of my wedding items like entertainment. You know, a DJ, a live band, a fire eater, a fire dancer. Those are the things that brides and grooms might want to add for their large wedding group and use those credits to pay for them. So there are a lot of choices, but we make it a very attractive option to do a group wedding at Sandals or Beaches Resorts.
Wow, that really, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. We really appreciate your help and your time and explaining so much with us today. Is there anything that you want engaged couples or listeners considering a destination wedding to know about by any chance?
I would suggest that anybody who is at all interested in doing a destination wedding realize that Sandals and Beaches have been doing this for over 40 years. And we have a team of passionate professionals who really want to make your destination wedding the wedding of your dreams. But also, you know, we take a lot of pride in seeing you come back year over year to renew your vows or celebrate an anniversary. So please do reach out to Carly. She is one of our top travel advisors and can help you, because she's seen every one of our resorts and she really does feel very passionately about our product. So work with her to get the best resort and the best island for your needs and your group.
Thank you so much, Wendy. We really appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure, and thank you for inviting me.
If you want an example of the bells and whistles for the wedding packages, or you just have any questions about destination wedding planning, please let us know. You can email us questions, info@2travelanywhere.com, or even DM us on Instagram @2travelanywhere. Again, our Instagram is @2travelanywhere. We are actual real people and love to hear and help you with your dream destination wedding. Hope today was helpful. And if you have questions about destination wedding planning, please reach out to us on our Instagram, DM us, or email us, info@2travelanywhere.com. Our contact information is in our show notes as well. Hope you have an amazing week. We will talk with you next time.